Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. And so in today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that has been a common theme in our office. And so run your own race, embracing failure and letting go of comparison. Hey guys, my name is Tracy Foster. I'm with Fostering Faith. And today we're going to be talking about something that I think that we all struggle with. And we struggled with it at some point if we're going through it right now. The failure of failure and constant temptation and comparison to ourselves to others. It's easy to scroll through social media and see someone else's highlights and reels and immediately think that you're not measuring up. And why am I not there? Why am I not doing what she's doing? Why does she have a bigger house than me? Why is her husband perfect? Why is her skin so beautiful? Why does she have 6-pack abs and I don't? Why does her kids mind? Why is her kids' rooms clean? All these things can be going through our head whenever we're doom scrolling. But here's the truth. God didn't create us to run someone else's race. He has uniquely made you for just as time as now. And so for each of us, we need to focus on what that is, and we can find true freedom in that. So maybe you have recently faced a setback. Maybe you're feeling stuck. Maybe you're thinking, why am I not further along? Or perhaps you're just caught up in a comparison trap, believing that someone else's success and there's no room for you in that space. If that sounds familiar, I want you to stick around because I think this episode is for you. If you know someone that is struggling with comparison and really needing some help, send this podcast over, you know, and by sharing and subscribing and sharing this podcast, that helps us grow. It helps us move on from hundreds to thousands to 100,000s of listeners and maybe millions one day. God will allow us to reach to those that need to hear us. And that's what we're going to be happy with. So let's dive in and talk about why it's okay to fail, but why it's okay to be exactly where you are right now. And so let's talk about the danger of comparison. And so comparison is one of the enemy's most favorite tools. It whispers to you that you're not. You'll never measure up. The progress you're making is too slow. And what's worse is that we're often compared behind the scenes in moments to someone's highlight reels. And so while we're scrolling on Instagram, we see the 30-second reel of them on vacation, them doing their favorite workout, but we missed their 300, 600-pound life. We missed the debt that they went into to go on that vacation. We missed the fact that they are spending 8 hours filming for a 30-second TikTok or reel or YouTube short or whatever. We see their perfectly filtered life on social media, and we assume, and so we know what assuming means, and so that makes you a rear end and me too. And so if we have it all together, but what if we don't see the late night tears, the prayers, the struggles? And so the Bible warns us against comparison. And so Galatians 6:4-5 says, each one of us should test our own actions when they take pride in themselves alone without comparing ourselves to someone else, for each one should carry our own load. This verse is so beautifully powerful because it's a reminder of our journey is our own. God doesn't measure our success by how we stack up against others. He looks at your heart. He looks at our faithfulness. He looks at our willing to keep going. He has created you beautifully for the race that he has put in front of you. And so it's not about what Susie's doing, what Sally's doing, what all these people are doing, because they're them and you are the race of one person. And so we are keeping our eyes on Jesus. We're running the race that he has set in front of us, and we're not looking to the left. We're not looking to the right. Whenever you're in the gym and you're looking at someone doing bicep curls and they're like, oh my gosh, they're on 45s. They're on, guys are like, oh, they're on hundreds, and I'll pick up a weight that you were never meant to carry, and you end up hurting yourself. You end up then straining a muscle. Or what happens if you're on the treadmill and you look over and someone is just like jogging and jogging, and they, unbeknownst to you, they've been training for years and they're on their 7th marathon, but you think that you can keep up with them and it's your 2nd day at the gym. So you crank up the treadmill to 7.2 and you're looking over and you fall off the treadmill because you are trying to run a race that you were never meant to run. That is in their lane and not yours, because your eyes was fixed someplace else other than Jesus, besides what was right in front of you, and you will fall, and you will fall flat on your face, and he will let you. He will allow you to do your own will, because he allows us to fail. He allows us to fail, fall flat on our face. And so whenever we look up, He grabs her hand and says, let's do it again, sis. Let's do it again my way. And so God will allow you to fail if you want to do it your own way. And so what about if we redefine failure? And so let's talk about failure. That word can feel so heavy if you are a competitive person, if you are a type A anal retentive person, but let's challenge the way that you think of it differently. And so a lot of times whenever we're going through life, we can have a different perspective. And so we can look at things in a negative light or we can look at things in a positive light. I was listening to something several months ago, and it was like the difference between anxiety and excitement. And so whenever they were interviewing Olympic athletes that were going to go down this like slalom, they were like, oh my gosh, are you so nervous? And they were like, no, I'm excited. And so it's the same, you know, adrenaline, it's the same dopamine, it's the same chemicals that are going through your brain. But one positive spin is, I'm so excited to be doing this. I have trained my whole life, versus I am so nervous to fly down this hill at 100 miles an hour and do whatever. And so you can have a positive perspective or you can have a negative perspective. And in the Bible, we can see so many stories of people who failed and failed big, but God isn't done with them. And so you think of Peter, you think of David, you think of Moses. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, but later God used him to preach and lead thousands of people to Christ. Failure is not the end of Peter's story. It's not the end of your story either. And so what was it? Benjamin Franklin that invented the light bulb said, I just figured out 3,000 ways not to invent a light bulb. And so instead of thinking of 3,000 failures, he thought of 3,000 ways not to do something. And so we have Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things works for good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That means that even in your failures are not wasted. God can take your broken pieces, your addictions, your drug problems, your gambling, your pornography, your overeating. And he can take all of those broken pieces, that story, and weave them into something beautiful. So instead of seeing your failure as defeat, you can see it as a lesson, as a stepping stone towards your growth. Because it's not about the mountain to mountain, it's about the valleys, because we learn more in our valleys than we do in everyday life. And so we learn and we can see more in the valleys than we can see on our mountaintops, and the pruning and the molding and just how he lets us shine through the valley moments in our life. That's whenever we become close to him. That's whenever we have to lean on him for our strength, because we have no strength. We have nothing to give. And so we are fully dependent upon God in our broken mess. And so it's not about failing. It's about leaning into what you can learn not to repeat again. It's about, oh, I've learned not to do this again. I've learned. And so it's about being corrected in those moments and celebrating the progress. And so let's talk about celebrating your progress. Instead of people being so negative, like, oh, I have weight loss clients that come in every month and their goal is to lose 10 pounds, but they lost 7. And so they like berate themselves that they didn't lose the 10 pounds, but they didn't celebrate their success. They didn't celebrate their success of losing 7 pounds, feeling great, sleeping well, being in the gym 5 days a week. And so the non-scale victories, they're just completely negating and they don't celebrate their progress. Or patients that are completely so depressed that they don't celebrate the fact that they took a shower that day, that they got up, that they showed up for their kids, they showed up for their family. Sometimes taking a shower can be a huge win. And so celebrating your progress is such an important thing. Whether it is small, whether it is big, celebrate your progress. Those snowball effects, those mailbox wins are so important. And so I want you to pause and think about how far you've come. Seriously, take a moment. Maybe you've grown in your faith. Maybe you're learning to love yourself more. Maybe you're overcoming something that you felt was literally impossible. But that progress matters. That progress shows you that you're one still alive, that God brought you out of that, and he will continue to guide you and allow you to progress if you follow his ways. And so we can get caught up in the we haven't done and we forgot to celebrate what we have done. But one practical way to shift your perspective in this is journaling. Write down 3 things that you're proud of just this past week. Pause the episode and write down 3 things that you were proud of this week. I made it to the gym. I woke up on time. I wasn't late. I didn't cuss. I didn't roll my eyes. I actually opened up the Bible app. They don't have to be huge. Maybe you can handle a stressful situation calmly. Maybe you reached out to encourage someone. Maybe you took time just to sit and do nothing. Maybe you sat down with your family and watched the TV versus being a helicopter mom and doing all the things. You sat down and watched the basketball game. You sat down and you allowed yourself just to breathe. Those are progresses. That is a win. And so celebrating God's small victories, he sees every step. He sees every prayer. He sees every effort that you are putting into something that is so important to you. So let's be people who celebrate progress and not perfection. You're never going to be perfect. I will never be perfect. The only perfect person that lived died on a cross for you. And so it's about not celebrating the perfection, because you will never be. And if you try to be, you will be let down every day. And why strive for something that you can never get? But let's celebrate that progress. Waking up in the day can be something to be celebrated. The fact that you can walk is something to celebrate. And the fact that you chose one Oreo versus a row of Oreos, make sure that you write that down as a win. And Habakkuk 2:2 says, write it down plain as day. And so someone can take it and run with it. I am a huge fan of journaling. And so I have said it time and time and time again. And so it doesn't have to be lengthy. It doesn't have to be, you know, like philosophical and poem and like lines and all the markers and all the highlighters and da, 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 da. It doesn't have to be all that. Just write it down. And that way you can see the pros and the cons. And oh my gosh, I did this and I did this and I did this. And that's going to make you more happy. That's going to produce more dopamine. And that's going to produce better outcomes, because you can see it down written on paper. And so whenever you do that, you can see, man, I'm good at this. I'm good at this. Maybe I just should focus on running my own race. And so the Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:1, it says, let us run with perseverance the race that is marked set out for us. And so notice that it says the race marked out for us, not someone else's race, not the race that we think that we should be running, but the one that God has specifically designed for each of us. You were uniquely made just for a time as this, as it says in Esther. And so I did a video like on that on YouTube and like TikTok a while ago, because we had the chance and opportunity, as I said in my last podcast, about you were made for just a time as this. And so he has made a race specifically for you. He's given you the shoes. He's given you the running gear. He's given you the endurance, the stamina. He's given you everything that you need to be successful. He has laid it out on a table in the midst of your enemies, and he's designed you perfectly for the time that you are here right now. And so maybe you're feeling like your race is really slow right now. Maybe he's telling you to walk and you're like, oh my gosh, let me go. Let me sprint. Let me run. Maybe it's your waiting season, but that's okay. Trust that God is working even whenever you cannot see him. He is moving mountains. He's setting up, because your God is such a meticulous God. The details that he does and orchestrates, because he knows your tomorrow. He knows your next week. He knows your month. He knows your 5 years from now. And so we have to trust in him. And so that is what faith is. If he gave you the blueprints for your life, that would just be you walking in already mapped out plan. That's not walking by faith. And so we walk by faith, not by sight. And so whenever we're tempted to look at someone else's success, choose instead to cheer them on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, their race is, it fits them so well. There's room for all of us to thrive, because we all have something specific that God is trying to do in us. And so as we wrap up today, I want to remind you that you are exactly where you need to be. You are where God knew you were going to be. There's nothing that you have done that surprised him, and you're not behind, and you're not failing. You're growing, you're maturing. He is allowing the dead leaves to fall off of you so you can be pruned. Failure isn't your identity. Comparison doesn't define you. What defines you, and I tell my patients this all the time, you are not a disease, you are not a diagnosis. The things that you get to say about yourself and the labels that you get to wear are what God has called you, loved, chosen, and you were called for a purpose. You are a child of God. You have a heavenly Father that loves you no matter what you've done, what you think you failed at, what season that you're in. You are loved, and there's nothing that you can do to make him love you more. There is not one more sale. There's not one more $1 million. There's not one house that you can sell, not one car you can sell. There is not one more scripture that you can read that he would love you more. You were made perfect, and by his grace and by his mercy, you are loved. And so I would love to pray for you. And so if we bow our heads, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. I want to thank you for each person listening to this today. Help us release the burden of comparison and embrace the grace that we have set before us. Teach us to see our failures as opportunity, as growth, and remind us of how far we have come, and that we may trust your timing and celebrate our progress and our wins and your making in our lives. You're making a difference. Thank you for changing our hearts. Thank you for renewing our mind. Thank you for everything that you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I know this episode could encourage someone, just that one person, not the 99, not the million, just the one. And so if this episode has encouraged you, I would love to hear about it. Share it in the comments, share it with a friend. I want to take this moment to thank you and reflect on one area that you see your growth in. Share it with me, share it on social media, put the hashtags in Fostering Faith Podcast, and allow others to see your testimony, because we go through trials, not for us, but to help others. And so it's about a testimony. And so God has brought you into a time like this to share what he has done, what muck and what mud he has pulled you out of. Share that story, embrace the race that he has put in front of you. And so until next time, keep running your race. You're doing better than you think you are, and have an amazing week.